ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا مولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وعباد الرحمن الذين يمشون على الأرض هونا وإذا خاطبهم الجاهلون قالوا سلاما صدق الله العظيم. We praise Allah Azza wa Jal with all the praise we can praise Him. But Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, after praising Prophet Allah Azza wa Jal, he even said, Allahumma la uhsi sana'an alayk, that O Allah, I cannot praise or comprehend or praise you as you deserve to be praised. Because Allah Azza wa Jal's qualities and attributes and sifat are unlimited. And then Rasulullah ﷺ, being humble, he said, "Anta kama asnaita ala nafsik." You can only praise yourself. Aap khud hi apni tareef kar sakte hain, hum tareef nahi aapki, kaise jis tarah haq hai. But Allah Azza wa Jal is merciful and graceful. So when we utter the words of praise, Allah Azza wa Jal accepts them out of His mercy and grace and bestows His reward upon us, although we do not actually deserve it. And we seek refuge and protection of the Lord of the worlds, Allah Azza wa Jal, from the evil of our deeds and the evil of ourselves. And I mentioned to you that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam repeated this khutbah, which I have just recited in front of you in Arabic, Alhamdulillahi nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu, before giving and delivering every speech. And its meaning is also includes that I and we seek refuge and protection of Allah from the evil of ourselves and the evil of our deeds. مَنْ يَهْدِهِ اللَّهُ فَلَا مُدِلَّ لَهُ. The guided is whom Allah guides. Because whoever is guided in this universe, it's Allah Azza wa Jal who has provided guidance. How? Firstly, that no human beings have the ability to know Allah Azza wa Jal directly by himself. If he will know, he will only know through the intellect given by Allah Azza wa Jal. وہ عقل جو ہے وہ اللہ ہی نے دیے جس سے اللہ کو بندہ پہچانتا ہے. And the guidance then in detail, whoever is guided now on the face of the earth, what is the source of guidance? The source of guidance on this earth, the face of the earth, is the Quran and the Prophet and Messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this means that whoever is guided, it's Allah Azza wa Jal's guidance reached, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also provided and bestowed intellect and wisdom on the person. He was able to recognize this is truth and he accepted the truth. If he doesn't recognize knowingly, people reject as well. But the truth is presented to them. Last week a woman came to visit me with some other person, and she came for asking some questions. So I'm just saying about guidance. That's what she said, but really she did not come for asking questions, but she came to preach her idea or her beliefs to myself. So because she did not come to listen, so she said few things And eventually what he said that everything which exists in this universe, me, yourself and everything, and this chair and everything, table, he said that everything is God. Har cheez jo hai wo khuda hai. That was her belief, that's what she was following, and that's what she very strongly, in a forceful way, she was presenting, that everything is God. That you are God, I am God, everything is God. So what can one say? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it doesn't guide a person. A person cannot. So I said to her, the first thing, she said, now I want to elevate the level of my beliefs and preaching to other people. So I said, first thing I said to her was that look, from Prophet Adam alayhi salam, Adam alayhi salam se leke till Rasulullah sallam, all prophets and messengers came and they preached the existence of one God, one Allah. When we use the word God in English, it is just to make people understand really that if we are referring to Allah, although the word God in English does not befit Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not the translation of the Allah azza wa jal's name, because it does not. It is not desirable to call Allah azza wa jal God, but because there is no other word in English language, so we use Allah. Some people do not understand, for just to give them idea that we are talking about the one deity, we say God. Why we cannot use it? The reason is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's names and qualities, they are also revealed. They cannot be invented by someone. They cannot be self, you may say someone cannot construct, or someone cannot just come up with them. Because Allah azza wa jal is the being which no one amongst us, the creation, the human being, without the guidance provided by Allah, has no idea who Allah azza wa jal is and what are his qualities. So when they don't know, how can they come up with a name which befits him? So only Allah has revealed his names and attributes and afaal in the Quran and Sunnah, and Rasulullah is presented. So why we cannot use, if someone say, why we cannot use word God? The reason is, there are several reasons. One is that this name is not divinely revealed as such. The word actually literally is not divinely revealed. It's a translation from Latin or Greek of another word. Secondly, it has the word God. The scholars of comparative religion say, and the scholars who specialize in literal explanations and scholarship, they say the word God in English has a feminine as well. If you add E-double-S to it, it becomes goddess. God, goddess. That the God and goddess is female, jisko devi kehte hain. Hindu jag bhi ye devi hai, this is goddess. Now the word Allah does not have a feminine. In whole of Arabic language maybe, even in Arabic language, zuban mein, Arabi zuban mein uska monas nahi hai. There is no feminine gender of actually the name Allah. There is no whatsoever. One cannot find, no actually up to now, even there are Arab Christians, there are Arab pagans, there have been mushrikeen in Makkah and everyone, but no one has come up with the name feminine of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but the word Allah, because there is no in the language. Because it is revealed by Allah. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not feminine or masculine, so it does not apply to him. The other reason is that if you add S to it, it becomes plural. It's singular God, or S is gods. Gods ban jata hai, plural, that there's many. While the word Allah does not have a plural. Uske jama nahi hai. Jo kehte main ek kitab to kitabein, ek kalam to bahut si kalme, one pen pens, one book books. So God, gods. But in Arabic, when it's the Allah, there is no plural of it. So that is the name which suits Allah Azza wa Jal. That is the name which befits Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when this poor woman who was actually misled by Shaitan, I said to her that that from Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam to Jesus Christ, Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, and to Rasulullah sallam, all the prophets and messengers, they preached one God. Now, they had quite a hard time even to convince people about one God. And still many people believed, and still majority disbelieved, and still there are more mushrikeen and kuffar in the world even now, even after coming of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the time of Isa alayhi salam, there were more people who were disbelievers than believers. And in time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam also is. So I said, when more than 100,000 prophets came and they are not yet, the whole humanity does not come or are not convinced to even to believe in one God, and I think you will have a hard time to convince people of millions and millions of God, that there are millions and millions of God, when people are not even willing to, many of them, to believe in one God. So ye kitna mushkil kaam hai ki jab aapko ye manana padega logon ko ki bhai hazaron khuda hain, that I am God, you are God. It's a very hard job. You will have very hard time doing that. Even prophets and messengers, they tried their best, but only some people actually they believe. The second thing is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put in my mind, I did not know how to answer her, because what can one say when she says, I am God, you are God, there is nothing else. So, you can't say to her that the Quran says that, but they don't believe in that. I said, they say, Quran is God, the book is the pen which I am holding, everything is God. So I said to her that I am not saying anything. So I pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and say, give her some guidance, give me the tawfiq and enable me actually to say something which will at least make her think that what she is saying is not right. So I said that to her, that you really believe that you are God? Yes, she said yes. I said, you really believe I am God? She said yes. So I said to her that I am telling you that to believe in that deen, my religion is Islam, and the prophets and messengers were Muslims, and there is only one God, and Prophet Muhammad is the messenger of God. So she said, no, I said to her that you said I am God, and why are you not accepting the saying of God? When you, I am not saying, na'udhu billah, no, I cannot even think, but you are saying I am God, and I am saying that you accept what I am actually teaching you. Are you not listening to God? Would you not accept what God says to you? And she was thinking and thinking and thinking. She said, I'll have to get back to you on this. I said that you better actually do some more research on that. Because if you believe that everything is God, I am God, then why don't you accept what God is saying to you? So when guidance actually is provided by Allah Azza wa Jal, and it is simple truth, easy to accept. But if a person rejects, then actually there is no cure of that person. And then before saying this, she said, how did the messengers, these Isa alayhi salam, and because she did not believe in anyone of them, such, or Moses and Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they knew that they were prophets. Did they get revelation? I said yes. He said, I also received revelation day and night. And she came out with about 15-20 papers. Look, this is my revelation who come. And I said, just read somewhere what he said. It's just said actually, her name was Fiona. He said, Fiona, you are the truth, and you should preach the truth, and people should actually come to you and learn about me. And I said, you said everything is God. Now, where does Fiona come from? It then, who is saying to you? Well, you yourself are God. Who is saying to you? There is nothing else. So, what I am saying to you, that people exist now even. There is a full-fledged sects and religion which actually they believe, as I said to you the other day, that everything is God. So it is, don't actually take it for granted that you have the at least recognition of truth, which people take it for granted that they are guided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that they are on the deen of Islam, and they believe Rasulullah is the messenger of Allah. This is a great thing. Such belief that a person will be able to live forever and ever in the eternal abode of paradise or heaven. And on this basis, people will be rejected for paradise and heaven. Now, the next thing which is under the topic which we are discussing is utmost important. No wali has become wali. No human being has become a friend of Allah unless he possessed this quality which we are discussing now. Humbleness, you may say, or humility, or ajzi, intasari, tawadu. There's so many names for it. Jisko ajzi, intasari kehte hain, or humbleness, humility kehte hain. One can never become a friend of Allah, close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, until he cultivates or tries to attain this quality. And this was also a quality of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Aap sallallahu alayhi wa sallam may be ye sifat in tahai darjah mein paayi jati thi. Hazrat Sayyid Ahmad Kabir Rifai rahmahullah, you've heard his name again and again. He was one of the contemporaries of Sayyidina Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullah alayhi. Aap ghous paak ke ghousul azam ke hum asar buzurg the aur bahut bade buzurg the. He was very high ranking. At the age of 28, he had a great khanqah and madrasa also in Baghdad. And Shaykh Sayyidina Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullah was there as well, and he was also living there. And he sometimes used to visit Sayyidina Abdul Qadir Jilani, and Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullah used to visit him as well at times. He said in his status, I have mentioned to you again and again, was high status that one cannot imagine. So much so that when Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullah alayhi went to Hajj, and Hazrat Sayyid Ahmad Kabir also went to Hajj, when they both went to Madinatul Munawwara, now they both were descendants of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They were his sons and his descendants. So they said salam to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the roza on near the grave of Rasulullah sallam, the green dome jahan Rasulullah sallam ka sabz gumbad aur jo qabri anwar hai. Now Sayyid Ahmad Kabir Rifai, when he said salam, he heard the answer back of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So he said assalamu alayka ya Rasulullah. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam answered by saying that, also salam on him, saying that my son, peace be upon you as well. Because he was. So he said that ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as is the aqeedah of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, that even normal dead bodies, when you go into any graveyard, even normal Muslims, they also, the deceased person knows and hears what the person who is visiting is saying. This is also the even normal people, that it is just but for Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam and the prophets who are alive, and their life is more strong than even the people who are living, their senses are also very enhanced there. So Sayyid Ahmad Kabir Rifai, when he said salam and heard this salam back from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he said ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that O Prophet of Allah, O Messenger of Allah, I used to hear this answer of the my salam when even I was in Baghdad Sharif, when I was living in Baghdad. So from Baghdad I used to hear this answer of the salam, but now I have come to get the privilege to kiss your blessed hand. Main ab aaya hu isliye ki main aapke haath mubarak ko chumna chahta hu. Now, Anbiya alayhi salam, which we call in English, there is not a such word, the same word for mujza or karamat. For when something is done by a Nabi, Allah Azza wa Jalla is the doer, the power is given by Allah Azza wa Jalla, but on the hand of the Prophet or Messenger, something abnormal happens, supernatural thing, it is called mu'jiza or miracle. And if it happens on the hand of pious, righteous person who is steadfast on sunnah, it is called karamat. While if something happens like this on the hand of a sinner or disbeliever, it is known as istidraj. So it is not, they can, disbelievers, kuffar, magician, they also do funny things and supernatural things and read people's mind and sometimes fly in the air, walk on the fire and walk on the water and these things. Especially people in India, they had, scholars had very hard time to convince people, to call people to Islam. Because Hindus, they were great magicians and they had great supernatural powers, the Hindu priests. And so the scholars were not having access by just saying the word of mouth that come to Islam and come to Islam. So it was these spiritual masters like Khaja Mainuddin Chishti Ajmeri Rahmatullah Alayhi and who were like Sufya, they actually subdued themselves somehow by the power of Allah Azza wa Jal, and they really answered and competed in a sense to preach the message of Islam. And Sayyidina Ali Hajveri and like in Hazrat Shah Jalal and other Buzurgan-e-Din, they spread the Islam with the spiritual power because the other people were not convinced. So these are mu'jizat, they occur on the hands of prophets and messengers. Similarly on the hands or through Awliya Allah, the friends of Allah, and sometimes supernatural things occur which are not really happening but on the hand of other people as well. So one should not be impressed if a person is not on the sunnah, practicing the sunnah of Rasulullah. And he, Hazrat Bayazid Bustami Rahmatullah, said, no matter he flies in the air or whatever he does, he is not near or close to Allah Azza wa Jalla. We are not going to accept him. But we people, normal people, they get trapped. Millions and millions of people get trapped. Oh, that person said what I was feeling. Oh, that person said what I was thinking. Or their disease become well, with some days, there's some disease, or by through healing, someone becomes well. And as I mentioned to you again and again, a healing or a disease coming well is not such a supernatural act which only is happen on the through Anbiya alayhi salam or Awliya Allah. Other people who are, do healing, etc., there are special school and schools of thought that people get healed sometimes. So it is not a sign that a person is close to Allah. And Hazrat Rabia Basariya rahmatullah alayha also said it is not a sign to come close to Allah. But normal people, they are very much impressed. Very much impressed when they see supernatural things, someone flying in the air or someone doing something which is not done normally. They immediately think that that person is very close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, while it is not. Look how supernatural it is that Anbiya alayhi salam came, they passed from this world, although they are living, but death took place on them. موت آئی لے اس کے بعد پھر انبیاء زندہ ہیں, رسول زندہ ہیں قبروں میں, عالم برزخ میں رسول صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم اور دوسرے سارے انبیاء they are living. It's not messenger, but others as well are alive. Muslims بھی ہیں, کفار بھی زندہ ہیں ان عالم برزخ, they are there. But look at Iblis, شیطان is the arch enemy of Allah عز و جل. سب سے بڑا دشمن اللہ پاک کا شیطان ہے. اس کی زندگی دیکھے, اس کو کروڑوں سالوں کی زندگی ملی ہوئی, اربوں سالوں کی. He was living at the time of Hazrat Adam علیہ السلام, living at the time of Hazrat Nuh علیہ السلام. Now he is living at the time of our time, and he lived at the time of Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. کتنی بڑی زندگی ہے. He goes here and there, and until day of judgment he is going to live. لیکن but this life which he has, it is a supernatural thing which other jinnat even do not have. Jinnat have very long lives, for example 1000 years old, 1400 years old, but they also die at their age. At one time human beings had long lives as well. Like Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam, he had more than 950 years life he was living. But Shaitan's life is very long life. And he's living. But this long life in anyhow, by any standard, is not a sign of him coming close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is not. So never be impressed by anyone who is, Bayazid Bustami rahmatullahi said that a person, our sign is sunnah. He even said when he heard of someone, a saintly person, he heard that there is such a saintly scholarly person, koi buzurg hai flane shahar mein aaye, and he said we will also go and visit. And he went with his followers and disciples, because all Allah, they do not have pride or proudness or arrogance in them at all. Otherwise they are not actually friends of Allah anyway. But they do not have, and they always negate this. So he went to visit this pious and righteous man. This righteous man and was a good person. For us he was a righteous person, for good person. But by the standard of Hazrat Bayazid, he was judging on his standard. So when this person came out from the mosque, and as Hazrat Bayazid rahmatullahi was entering the mosque, he was coming outside the mosque. He stepped his right foot coming out of the mosque. While it is sunnah to have the left foot, when you enter the mosque, right, you enter with the right foot, it is sunnah. When you leave the mosque, you leave with the left foot. So, wo bayan taraf jo hai, bayan paon jo hai, usne pehle nahi rakha, balki dayan paon, he stepped his right foot coming out of the mosque. Hazrat Bayazid Bustami immediately, there are several stories, he went to several people and he came back. One of it is this, he came back and returned. The other followers and students were with him and they asked him that, why is it that you have come back, returned back? You did not say it, you did not ask him about anything or as such. And we have came traveling such a long journey. It took days. So aapne farmaya ke tum jao, you go, you will benefit from him. Because normal people, they are not acting upon faraiz fully or wajibat or the sunnat, which is emphasized sunnah. Jo sunnat bohat ahem hai amal karne ke liye, they are not acting upon those things. But Hazrat Bayazid Bustami rahmatullahi was acting upon all the sunnat. So he came to know someone so that I can learn more from him. He said that person was, he stepped his right foot out of the mosque, which is against the sunnah of Rasulullah. So I'm not saying that he is not pious, but what I'm saying is that I cannot learn anything from him. The standard of piety or righteousness and taqwa, he is not fulfilling. So people forget these things. So when they go to any India or any other country, or they have like spiritual amelin, like people advertise on the newspapers, in newspapers, on TVs, these magic-like, magician-like people, that have you got any problem, in 3 days we will solve, or your wife is not listening to you, or your karobar and your business is not running well, or you have an exam problem, or you have a psychological problem, 3 days guarantee, some will say 7 days guarantee, some will say etc. this, we'll do it with the help of jinnah, etc. All these things. All these are false claims. They have nothing to do with truth. While Shaykh Abdul Aziz Dabar rahmatullahi himself said, who was the ghost of the time, that in order to say that in 3 days, that 100% guarantee that your all problems will be solved, this is only quality of Allah Azza wa Jal. Ye Allah ki sifat hai ke wo har kaam har waqt kar sakta hai. And Shaykh Abdul Aziz Dabar rahmatullahi said that this does not exist in the creation of Allah. This is the sifat of Allah. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look, imagine that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, وَلَوْ شِئْنَا لَآتَيْنَا كُلَّ نَفْسٍ هُدَاهَا. That if I willed and I use my power, all people will come on guidance. All people will become Muslims and they will become righteous. While all the prophets of Allah,
انبیاء علیہ السلام, دے کیم اینڈ دے ویلڈ پیپل ٹو کم مسلم. انہوں نے پتھر بھی کھائے, گالیاں بھی کھائیں, اور طرح طرح کی ذلتیں اٹھائیں, دے ریڈیکیول بلیٹل. واٹ واز دیئر وش, واٹ واز دیئر ڈیزائر, واٹ وار دے پرینگ ڈے اینڈ نائٹ سو دیٹ دا پیپل کین بیکم ٹو اللہ سبحانہ تعالیٰ, اور دے کم ٹو دا میسج آف اللہ, دے کم ٹو دا دین آف اللہ. بٹ پیپل ڈیڈنٹ. دس مینز دے ور یوزنگ دیئر پریئرز ایٹسیٹرا ٹو اللہ عزوجل, بٹ پیپل ور ناٹ لسننگ ایٹ دیٹ ٹائم. سو آئی واز سیئنگ ٹو یو دیٹ پیپل بیکم امپریسڈ اینڈ دیز تھنگز, ہو ایور ول گو, He will be a loser. جو بھی جائے گا اس وہ نقصان ہی اٹھائے گا. If تھوڑا, it is like gambling. اگر ایک دن فائدہ ہو گیا تھوڑا, like one day person benefits, the other day he loses. And the end of the day he is a loser. تو یہ معجزات اینڈ کرامات بھی ہوتی ہیں, and there are other things as well. And a person should be cautious about that thing, that do not be impressed by this. People have suffered a lot. For example, they will go to these people, they will pay lots of money, as well as especially women who go, they will trust their lives to them and their honors to them, and then actually they blackmail and manipulate actually these things. And they cash in on people's weaknesses. They cash in on people's weaknesses and their problems. Well, you see, the Anbiya alayhi salam, awliya Allah, they also pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and people come to them, they ask for prayer, and they pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Listen to their prayer, people, someone's problem gets solved. Well, they never claim anything for them. They never claim anything that we will do this or we will do that. We also seek the mercy and help of Allah azza wa jal. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's help is with His Rasools, His awliya Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helps them and through them honors them through karamat and mujizat, anbiya alayhi salam, but they do not actually claim anything for them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives them the power. But they don't boast as such, actually these people do. So Hazrat Rabia Basri rahmatullah alayha, who existed at the time of Imam Hassan Basri, she also gave this message. What was the message? Hazrat Imam Hassan Basri was a great scholar, and he was the student of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And the most of the chains and silsilas of tasawwuf and spiritual purification, they go through him, through Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or through Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala. Only one silsila, Naqshbandiya jo hai, this goes through Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu and Sayyidina Salman Farsi, these two companions. All others which go to Sayyidina Ali, they go to Imam Hassan Basri. So Imam Hassan Basri was a saintly person. Once he was praying on the ground, and there were animals here disturbing him here and there. So he just spread his musalla, it's called musalla, janamaz, his prayer mat on water. Pani bhi tha, behra tha, darya tha, there was a river flowing. So he actually just said that these animals come and they're disturbing, so he spread it on the water and began to pray on that. After wahan namaz padni shuru kar di, zikr kar rahe the, jo kuch bhi. And such yaqeen or tawakkul or they had, that he was not drowning nor he was flowing with the water. He was there. Soon after, on that where he was, the place where he was, Hazrat Rabia Basriya was also walking around, and she came and she saw Hassan Basri, Imam Hassan Basri rahmatullah alayhi doing that. To aap ne jo hai, Hazrat Rabia Basriya, she flicked and picked up her musalla and chadar, and in the air it was just actually there, stood in the space there in the air. So she stepped upon there, and so Imam Hassan Basri rahmatullah looked at her, and he was very impressed. Before even, he would not even, sometimes, many a times, he would not start his speech. He used to deliver a speech once a week. He would not start delivering his speech until Rabia Basriya actually came. And people asked him that, for a woman you hold us actually, and you stop from delivering a speech until. So Hazrat Imam Hassan Basri said that the food of elephants cannot be given to ants. Ke jo haathiyon ka khana hai, وہ چونٹی کو نہیں دیا جا سکتا. Although Rabia Basriya is a woman, but spiritually she is great. وہ تم میں سے بہت سے وہ افضل ہے. اس لیے وین آئی اسپیک اینڈ آئی ایکچولی گیو لیسنز اینڈ شی انڈرسٹینڈ دا موسٹ ایکچولی آئی تھنک فرام مائی ورڈز ادر دین ایوری ون ایلس ہو از سٹنگ ہیئر. سو وین شی واز پریئنگ آفٹر شی پریڈ اینڈ شی سیڈ ٹو امام حسن بصری, حسن دیٹ یو آر پریئنگ آن دا واٹر اینڈ یو آر مصلی آن دا واٹر is for Allah, it's not for showing anyone, but it is for Allah. But it does not hold any virtue. لیکن اس میں کوئی کمال نہیں ہے, there is no excellence in there. Because fish actually are living in water, وہ بھی پانی میں تیر رہی ہیں. تنکے the wood also, if a small piece of wood will not drown in the water, تو اسے تنکے بھی پانی میں چل رہی ہیں. It is not something of a virtue or something great which fish will do, which other germs can do and piece of wood can do. There is no climax or excellence in there. And me spreading my musalla and my prayer mat in the air does not hold any virtue as well, because flies and mosquitoes, machhar bhi jo hai wo apna hawa mein hai, parinde bhi, birds are flying in the air, they are worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are worshipping Allah Azza wa Jal in the air. And Imam Hassan Basri said, then what is the virtue? He said, the virtue is in something which all these things cannot do, all this creation cannot do. From Ayaka, Kamal and excellence is in something which all these other things cannot do. He said, what is it? He said, nor the sun can do, nor the moon can do, nor the heavens can do, nor the earth can do. Neither actually as other creation, as angels can do, can't do. Or these flies and these mosquitoes, or the fish in the sea, or the wood, or the trees, or anything, other creation, they cannot do something. There is the excellence. He said, what is then? She said, the excellence, all these things, all this creation, have not been privileged, or have not got the potential to follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Aadhe farmaya ki koi cheez bhi sunnat ko nahi follow kar sakti. Angels, they can worship, وہ عبادت کر سکتے ہیں, but they cannot follow the sunnah. بڑا صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم سوتے بھی تھے, آپ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم سوتے بھی تھے, آپ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم جاگتے بھی تھے, آپ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کھاتے بھی تھے, پیتے تھے, but angels don't. Angels don't marry. So they cannot follow sunnah of رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. وہ سنت کو نہیں فالو کر سکتے. Fish, yes, very well, they flow in the water and they live in the water and they can breathe in the water and they can live in the water, but they cannot follow sunnah. Heavens, earth, بہت بڑا مقام ہے. جنت کا بہت بڑا مقام ہے. جنت از اے گریٹ کریشن, لیکن وہ سنت کو فالو نہیں کر سکتے. عرش کا بہت بڑا مقام ہے. دا تھرون آف اللہ از گریٹ کریشن, جس کو اللہ پر فرمایا کہ مائی عرش, دا تھرون آف اللہ. رابعہ بصری احمد اللہ سے کہ وہ سنت کو نہیں فالو کر سکتا. عرش کین ناٹ فالو دا سننا, وہ رسول اللہ کو فالو نہیں کر سکتا. And she said, when all this creation, which I am saying to you, they cannot do something, so excellence lies and greatness lies in something which all they cannot do, only human being can do. And that is to follow the footsteps of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hum kar sakte hain that we try to sleep like the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked this after his wife. People eat, drink, live this life, they have wife, children, relations, all other people. The Prophet had participated in every aspect of life in this life. Every aspect. He partook in the wars. He was the head of state as well. And one time, he's a student as well. Who student? He's student of Allah Azza wa Jal. Anbiya al-Islam, wo kiske shagird hote hain? Wo Allah ke shagird hote hain. That's why Rasulullah name, one of his blessed title is Ummi, Nabiyal. Ummi کہتے ہیں something which is blessed from the origin. You see, the child is the baby, Ummi or mother, you may say, is the mother. Why is it called Ummi or mum or mother or Ammi? The word, the same word in Arabic is used because the origin of the child is in the mother. It's the origin. That's where the child was born from, and it's a part of it.
The source was the mother. Isliye wo kehte ummi. So ummi means in when about Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it is said ummi. It means that the being, the person who, it does not mean illiterate person. Na'udhu billah, it is disrespectful to use actually and say like this and or to mean like this. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was not. But ummi means that the person who learnt knowledge from the origin of the knowledge, where the knowledge originates from. And where does the knowledge originate from? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ki sifat hai ilm, alim. Allah is the alim al-ghaybi wa shahada, and he is alim. So because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not learn from any indirectly from any other human being, any other, he directly learned from Allah Azza wa Jal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There was no other medium as such, other human being. So he is known. There are other several reasons as well. But one of it is, that you have said that you have said that you have said that you have said that Allah se ilm hasil kiya brahe rahas. Kisi human being ne unko nahi sikhaya. While other anbiya, they also learned from other anbiya, like Hazrat Isa alayhi salam, met Hazrat Yahya alayhi salam, John, Prophet John, isko kehte hain, the Baptist. Hazrat Musa alayhi salam and Hazrat Harun alayhi salam was living together. Hazrat Adam alayhi salam and Hazrat Isa alayhi salam, his sons. Isi tarah Hazrat Dawood alayhi salam and Hazrat Suleiman alayhi salam was living and they were learning from each other. Hazrat Dawood alayhi salam was the father of Solomon. So they had the opportunity to interact with them. Similarly, Hazrat Ibrahim was living in the time of Hazrat Ismail. Hazrat Ismail learned from Hazrat Ibrahim. Hazrat Yaqub was living at the time of Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam. So he taught things to Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi is the prophet and the messenger that no prophet was living at his time. Dusre anbiya alayhi salam ke zamane mein aur bhi nabi reh rahe the. They were prophets living many a time with them. And they had the opportunity to learn from them as well. Also from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah azza wa jalla revealed. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi was the prophet. Oh, the prophet and the messenger, no other prophet and messenger was living on the face of the earth at his time. So he was directly taught everything by Allah Azza wa Jalla. Isliye aap sallallahu alaihi wasallam ko ye laqab hai aap sallallahu alaihi wasallam ka nabiy al ummi, ki aap sallallahu alaihi wasallam ummi prophet the. So Hazrat Rabia Basriya, that's what she was actually saying, that nothing else in the creations can follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam except as the human being and the jinnah. So excellence lies in there. While other things, if someone can do good for them or bad for them, but it is not a dalil or evidence that we should follow them and think that they are buzurgs or they are the close people to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And furthermore, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam also said, he said that when the great imposter and the Dajjal will come and will appear in the people, he will have a great supernatural power which no other magician has thought even of. He will have the power and he will say to the sky and the clouds for rain, and it will rain. Imagine. So people at that time will be impressed highly. He will say to a dead person to become alive, or murda zinda ho jayega. He will say to a blind person, he will become, his eyes will become good and he will be able to see. A person who is completely paralyzed, he will say to him to become well and he will become well. And a person will come to him, he will say, I am God, I am God and I am Allah. And the person will say, I do not believe that you are Allah. And he will say, what if, is your parents alive or not? He said, no, my parents have died. He will say that if I bring your parents from death to life again and resurrect them again back to life, and if they witness and if they say that I am the true God, will you accept? He will say, yes, I will. So he will bring his parents, the parents will appear to him. And he will say, son, we have died and we've seen that this is God, this is the true God. He will become it. So why this person has been misled? Because they said, yes, we will, if our parents become back to life, and we will believe in it. Now, Rasulullah said that when you hear about Dajjal, And when you hear about the Dajjal has appeared somewhere or come in town, let's say in Manchester, you hear that there's the Dajjal appearing in Manchester. And Rasulullah said that don't go and just for the sake of seeing, let's see what it is, what he does. It's because Prophet said that many a people will go, will there be true Muslims, it's not there will be, they will kuffar or they will be hypocrites, but they will be true Muslims. But when they will go in front of Dajjal, they will change. They will become imposters themselves. They will become kuffar. They will believe. As I say, human being is weak. Nature, he or she, they are very greatly and immediately and very swiftly impressed by these supernatural things. So, no one from these magicians of the world, or any person amongst the world now, possess the power like Dajjal will possess, bringing people dead to life. He will say to the earth, bear the fruit, or the growth of the plants. He will say, grow the plants and the seeds for the people, and harvest for people, and the earth will grow harvest. The Muslims who will not say, well, they are not believing, they will be starving from hunger. Wo bhuke mar rahe hain. This is the test. They will be starving from hunger. Unko kuch nahi milega. They will be starving. And companions asked, Ya Rasulullah Sallam, what will be their food then? How will they live when there will be no food for them? And Rasulullah said that their food will be the food of angels. Allah Pak unke zikr azkar ko hi unke taqat ka zariya banaya. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make their zikr, their prayer substitute for food. Or turn into food. They will do zikr and they will inshallah actually have the power and they will live there as day by day. Anyway. But yes, there will be starving, there will be hardship. So, always remember this example that no one can possess until the Dajjal comes. Then no one can possess such power as the Dajjal would appear, that heaven is hearing, heaven is listening to him, the earth is listening to him, people, dead people are becoming alive, etc., etc., etc. So, but this does not in any way show or prove that he is close to Allah. He is a great Buzurg, although he will claim that. And people, millions and millions of people will be following him. So what is the criteria of closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Following the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Aap sallallahu alaihi sunnat ka itibaa. Yahi hai jo hai paimana or criteria actually of closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No matter. So this person, poor person said, he fell into the trap. He fell into the trap by saying, when the Dajjal said to him that if I bring your people, your father and mother alive, will you believe that I am your God? He said, yes. You see, this is how he was trapped. Now, the Muslim should be, that no matter all the human beings who are from at the time of Adam to now, they become alive, angels come to me and they say that they, what is something against Sharia, the Muslim, the belief of Muslim should be, no, I'm not believing. Dead are becoming alive, but it's true. If dead become alive, it is, I do not dispute, but it doesn't mean that, like I gave you the example the other day, Imam Ghazali rahmatullah said that 2 plus, like, you know, he said that 3, the number 3 is less than 10, or number 10 is greater than 3. 10 are more than 3. 10 glasses are more than 3 glasses. So if a person says, no, 3 glasses are more than 10, and he said, well, how is it that? He said, I can bring a dead person alive. That is my evidence. I will bring your mother and father alive. Just believe that 3 is greater than 10. So what should the person do? He say, yes, my mother or father or another dead person has become, I will believe that 3 is greater than 10. No, he said that the person should say, yes, my mother or father or whatever the person has become alive, that is good. That is a good thing you've done. But 3 is still less than 10. That should be the belief. That's how strong should be the belief. So a person believe on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, on his messenger, on the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and on the beliefs. So whatever happens, say that, okay, what you're doing, maybe you can turn a tomato into a mountain, it will be true, but still, Allah is Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the last prophet, and I see the Quran is the wahi and revelation, and I believe on the day of judgment, and all the belief, I believe in that as such. I'm not going to change. So people who have beliefs like this, they will actually be strong.
And we weak people like us, someone might lose a job and they might see, I feel so down, I don't feel like praying today. I've lost my job. Oh, I lost my children, my death. I don't know why this happened to me. Why me? This, all the problems are suffering. You see how weak people are, we are. Choti si mushkil, pareshani aaje, and they are mourning and saying, we do not feel like praying, we do not feel like actually coming close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are enveloped and entangled in problems and solved. And a small happy thing appears, a blessing, a person become a millionaire overnight or something, immediately they change. They don't want to know anyone. Or they have more, a few thousand pounds more than other people. They're so happy, they might lose. Someone celebrating a birthday, all their prayers are going and the sunnah is sacrificed, everything. So remember that the happiness and the time of happiness and the time of problems, that is the test of the human being. That is the test of a Muslim. You see, normal life course, there is no test. Only at that time a person is tested. Ke parishani mein, due to under pressure, people lose their temper. When everything is going well, why would anyone lose their temper? Where is the test now then? So only people, and at a time of happiness, a person loses the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, I'm getting married today, or my son is getting married today. Prayers, wo qaza ho gayi hain. Gana bajana baj raha hai. So people invite everything to their wedding. Gaane aa rahe hain, other things against the sunnah. And person is not letting Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam blessing and sunnah enter his life. See how disrespectful it is. Ki har ek ko bula raha hai banda, dosto ko bula raha hai. My friend lives in Luton, I'm warning him that please participate. But to Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I'm saying no. His sunnah, no. Now my people will say what type of marriage I have, etc. All these ideas are shaitanic and falsehood. So may Allah Azza wa Jal enable me and you to understand the true deen and the message and the sunnah of the Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and act upon it. And remember the time of hardship and the time of happiness, these are two tests for you when actually shaitan as he can cash on your weakness. If there is any question you may ask, koi baat puchni hai to puch lo. Inshallah, next Monday I will be reciting and reading some of the ahadith, as you have been hearing, the aqwal and the sayings of the mashayikh and awliya Allah through the month. Now on that topic of humbleness and humility, inshallah, some ahadith I will also present to you, what Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam life, how it they said, and how it was reflected in his life and his saying about ajzi, inkasari and humbleness, inshallah. Agar zindagi rahi to wo inshallah aapke samne bayan karenge.